to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scriptures are found in Proverbs 12:16. Says, fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. Proverbs 19:11 says, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. Have you ever lost your cool? Guilty as charged. As a matter of fact, last weekend, I did just that. What's worse is, I had just come from church. Here's how the story went. Someone said an untrue statement about me, and I felt the need to defend myself. And you guessed it, it turned into an ugly back and forth battle of the words, talking over each other and in front of onlookers. I immediately knew I should have just kept my big mouth shut. It made no difference who was wrong or right. It's one thing to hear someone speaking against you badly or unjustly, but when you turn around and become a fool with them, you look exactly the same. So what do we do? I mean, scripture tells us to first consider the source. Who are you dealing with? Are they being foolish? And secondly, we are to ignore it. Really? That's right. Ignore it. Very hard to do, no doubt, but being able to keep your cool is a sign of maturity. You, like me, may have a long way to go. Let's reread these verses from Proverbs one more time. Proverbs 12:16, fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. And in 19:12, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. And in Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. So though it may be hard, let's refuse to be offended. We need to forgive without waiting for an apology. Remember, hurt people hurt people. Don't run to a friend in person or on the phone. Don't run to blast them on social media or gossip about what you just heard. Refuse to play the enemy's game. I'll close with scriptures from Colossians 3:12-15. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. Dear Heavenly Father, help us grow up. Lead us and guide us into your perfect peace. Help us to remember you when faced with challenging people. May we not sin. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.